Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome. Welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860. The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as down in the Caribbean. And we had a call just a little bit after midnight from a couple from Tampa that are on board the It's a carnival ship, something of the seas, mystery of the seas, mist of the seas, I don't know, something. But anyway, they were on that vessel headed down to the Bahamas, and they heard us, and they were listening to us on the ship, and they called in to let me know, and thank you very much for that. Plus, don't forget, everybody listening to us around the world on the Internet, and to Maria, who's on the line in Germany. Hello, Maria, how are you? To Major Mac, who's also on the line over there, and to Gustav. And then we've got Amerindia, boy, I know I'm going to butcher this. I'm sorry. Amerindia, and we've got Wallenschuck. Okay, I never heard of a guy's name by that. I guess you call Wally. But anyway, they're all chiming in from Germany. And a special shout-out to all of them. Now, also, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very, very much. Now, Ms. Rosemary is taking a week off. She's got some things that she's had to do. So we're going to start this hour with the national anthem.
I'm Captain Matt Bruce. We now invite you to join us here at AM 860 The Answer as we take a moment with our friends at Mission Barbecue to honor our country with the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, earth so gallantly streaming.
America, and to all those who defend, protect, and serve, thank you very much for the great job you do. We have got your six on this program. And good morning to Christine down in Sarasota. Good morning to Catwoman and Road Dog. Good morning to Allop in Nebraska. And hello to Terry up there in Nashville, Tennessee. And to one of my buddies down there in Costa Rica, sitting up on top of his mountain in his villa. Hello, Gene. How you doing down there in Costa Rica? Now, also, Catwoman and Road Dog are saying, hello, Captain, from Sulphur Springs. The pilot is Sulphur Springs, Texas. It's 40 degrees here. And the young lady at the fuel desk is all excited about having snow flurries here. Now, she also has seen snow twice in her lifetime. We don't share her enthusiasm. Have a great night, Catwoman and Road Dog. You betcha. And I told you it was going to snow there in Texas, so you must be right there in the middle of it. But you'll be out of it soon enough because it's not it's angled away from you. But it is cutting across through the San Antonio area towards kind of like up 30, to be honest with you, up by 30. So you probably have it on the way back. All right. Well, you know, it's a busy, busy world that we live in, and we certainly have got plenty of stuff that's going on here, including Lindsey Graham. Now, this is what he had to say about the shooting at the Pensacola Naval Base.
Number one, we need to suspend the Saudi program until we find out what happened here. I like the idea of training foreign pilots, understanding how the American system works. I like allies. Saudi Arabia is an ally, but there's something really bad here. Fundamentally, we need to slow this program down and reevaluate. As to negotiating with the Taliban, I think we got this wrong. I think what we should do is start negotiating with Pakistan. If Pakistan denied the Taliban safe haven in Pakistan, the war in Afghanistan would end in a matter of weeks. So I want to try to get Pakistan to change their behavior through a free trade agreement tied to security performances, then talk to the Taliban. I want as much leverage over the Taliban as possible to end this war.
Now, you know, think about that for a minute. That makes sense. Because the Pakistanis have been allowing the Taliban pretty much safe passage back and forth across their borders and just leave them alone. So the enticement for the Pakistanis would be foreign aid, but would they do what they agreed to do? Because in the past, we've given them lots of foreign aid. And I was trying to remember the name of that president who was a general, Mushtarak or something like that, some name like that. He was a general that became president over there, and he did a really solid job when President George W. Bush was in, and they did keep the Taliban at bay. They really did. But that all went away when he left. Different administration, different ideas. All righty, we're coming back. Your phone calls are welcome. Kathy is going to give you the number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, that's my neighbor two doors down right here in the radio station I'm sitting in, two doors away from me in a second studio. There's a studio between me and him. Mike Gallagher broadcasts live from where I'm at right here in Tampa, Florida. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot in Kent, Washington. Kirkland, Washington, rather, and that's right outside Seattle, I might add. And they have got a tremendous product called Relief Factor, which can help you if you're struggling with nagging pain, severe pain to moderate pain, whatever it happens to be. If it's arthritis, if it's back pain, if it's neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, if you're taking some medicine and you want to get off it because of the side effects and all that, which is what I did, okay? This is an all-natural product that you can take. And again, all I would suggest to you is that you try the 1995 Relief Factor 3-week Quick Start Plan, and you start it right away, because you're going to lose the pain you got. 80% of the people that take this product lose the pain that they've got, and 80% of them stay on it, because it works, plain and simple. All you do is order the 1995 3-week quick start, plus shipping and handling. It's there to you in about 2 or 3 days max. It'll come to you. And when it does, make sure that you take it the way it says. 3 times a day. Once in the morning for breakfast, once in the afternoon for lunch, and once at night for supper. It's best to take it with food to begin with. And then you'll find out what it's going to do. Because in about 2 weeks, it'll start to kick in. And by the end of the third week, you won't even know you've got pain. That's the way it's worked with hundreds of thousands of people, and I'm not exaggerating. So, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to try the 3-week quick start 1995 plan, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has chimed in on the situation in Pensacola. There are going to be investigations into this, I guarantee you. There will be changes made into this, I guarantee you that too. Suspension of the program to begin with? Don't know. But let's listen to what the Secretary of Defense had to say when queried about it.
There are reports that several Saudis have been detained and that several of them had been filming the incident. First of all, is that true? And there are some top Florida officials willing to say this was a terrorist plot.
Yeah. So some were detained, friends of his that were also on that base, as I understand it. And I also was told that some one or two were filming it. What's unclear is, were they filming it before it began, or was it something where they picked up their phones and filmed it once they saw it unfolding? That may be a distinction with or without a difference. But again, that's why I think we need to let the investigation play out.
But I mean, that would not be a normal response to film one of your colleagues who's shooting Americans.
I don't know. I'm not trying to pass a judgment on it at this point in time. You know, today people pull out their phones and film everything and anything that happens.
Quit being politically correct, Secretary Esper, and call it what it is, a terrorist attack. We told you in the last hour, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, USMC retired, former NRA chairman, called it exactly that. I'm calling it exactly that. Anybody at all, the people that are on the base are calling it exactly that. So stop trying to sugarcoat this. And by the way, here's my question. Let's see if you can answer this. Why are we allowing foreign students to purchase and carry guns in Florida? I'll repeat it. Why are we allowing foreign students to purchase and carry guns in Florida? 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600. I want to have an answer to that question. Why are we allowing foreign students to purchase and carry guns in Florida? I want to have an answer. 877-969-8600. We're getting an answer on the Facebook page. It figures. Okay, let's see what this says. All right, this is from Walt, and Walt is in Baltimore on his way south right now on I-95 chiming in, and he's sitting at the rest area. Okay, he's sitting at the Baltimore rest area. That's right there by the tunnel, I believe, is where you're at. He's saying, because apparently Florida has a loophole allowing him to do that. My understanding, Captain, is that the gentleman had a hunting license, and once you get a hunting license, it opens it up for everything else. Well, that may very well be, Walt, and thanks for the chiming in there, and you drive him safe out there tonight. But why on God's green earth are we allowing foreign students to purchase and carry guns in Florida? Why? How on earth can you justify that? And does that need to be changed? I say yes. I say absolutely positively. But then that's me. Now, there may be someone that might argue that, well, they're just fine people and they're just going to go hunting. Okay, I believe this was a 9mm Glock that the gentleman had purchased. Brand new. Don't know anything about the capacity of the magazine he had. Don't know anything about that. I'm assuming it might have been 9 to 15 rounds. But then again, that's just me guessing. I can't say for sure. But why on earth are we allowing foreign students to purchase and carry guns in Florida? In my opinion, it just shouldn't be done. Shouldn't be done. And here's another comment coming in off the Facebook page. Let's see here. This is Amanda, and Amanda is in Tampa. And Amanda in Tampa is saying, Because apparently, Captain, there is a provision somewhere along the line that allows them to buy a weapon. Again, here we go again, after getting a hunting license. Wow. Okay. Well, maybe we ought to stop giving them hunting licenses. Jeez. And let's see. Oh, and by the way, today is Tuesday, all day, and I will be at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway, two traffic lights on the right, to be exact. And we're going to have a special guest there. We're going to have the first female Marine to have served in combat during the Gulf War. And that's our buddy Catgate Skipper from Lakeland is stopping by today because she's got an appointment at the VA. And then after she gets done with the VA, she's going to come over and have lunch with us. And she was a staff sergeant, and she got herself hung up there in Iraq, and she was the first female on the ground in combat with the Marine Corps back in the day during the Gulf War. And we salute her today there at the Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue. So looking forward to seeing her. Always a lot of fun with Cat. We call her Cat in a Hat because you never know what kind of hat she's going to show up with. And she's got that red, white, and blue hat that when she does political functions, you know it's her because you can see it 100 miles away. All right. I'll ask the question one more time to see what type of an answer we get. Why are we allowing foreign students to purchase and carry guns in Florida? Why are we allowing foreign students to purchase and carry guns in Florida? And let's see here. We've got Lynn with a Y, not the Lynn up in Cape Cod, but Lynn with a Y. She's chiming in Lakewood Ranch, and she is saying, this is something that never should have happened to begin with. They need to change the law or whatever's allowing this to happen. They need to do it right now today. Okay. I got you, Lynn. And it came in off the Facebook page again. I don't disagree with you for a second. And, you know, you can sign in, and if you're not a member of Facebook, you have to be a member of Facebook to communicate with us. But you go to the Captain's America Radio Show Facebook page, and there's a messenger there. It says send message. That's like a chat room that's in there, develops into a chat room. You can get in over there, and you can just talk to us that way if you want to. But there you go. All right, we're coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across in this Tuesday morning, Tuesday, with a lot more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Brand new in the headlines this hour, impeachment articles expected to be announced Tuesday in the House, two expected to be drafted. Meanwhile, the Inspector General's report released 476 pages, including an executive summary. It's taken almost 2 years to complete. The IG, Michael Horowitz, finding FBI performance failures, but no political bias. He writes, "We did not find documentary or testimonial evidence, political bias, or improper motivation influence the FBI's decision to seek FISA authority on Carter Page. He's the former Trump campaign advisor surveilled by the FBI back in 2016. And at the impeachment inquiry, a black and white sign that says, "Where's Adam?" Republicans furious. Adam Schiff not at the hearing to answer questions. Instead, all-day testimony from two lawyers representing Democrats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And it is time for our first military and veterans news report. Brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., and the other one right here in Clearwater, Florida. And now, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, the National Aviation Academy has been working with people who have come out of the military. We know you've got a skill, don't know how to use it, with veterans that have got jobs, but you're not going anywhere, with young people coming out of high school. Maybe you want to try something different than what you were thinking about. And the opportunity to become a certified aviation maintenance tech is a very lucrative one, because after 14 months of training, you have a $50,000 to $60,000 a year job. and it's a guaranteed job that you're going to have. Now, airlines may come and go, but the jobs of repairing the aircraft as a certified airline or aircraft maintenance tech stick around. Because, I'll give you an example, Bo Browning, the person who comes on my show every couple of weeks, who happens to be the senior vice president in admissions, he's worked for half a dozen airlines over his career, including some military contractors, and he was never out of work. Never out of work. So think about that for a minute. And by the way, he was making a six-figure income before he came in to rein it in and be behind the teacher's desk, if you will. So think about that for a second. That's all there, hanging there for you. So the way to find out more about them is to go to the website, naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. That's all you got to do. Ask to take the tour. All right. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that he still plans to shift the American military's focus to competing with China and Russia, even as security threats pile up in the Middle East. Now, this is as we continue to have problems in the Middle East. A missile here, a missile there, a drone here, a drone there. And, oh, by the way, a drone, U.S. drone, was shot down by Russian air defenses near the capital of Libya. Now, the U.S. military believes that an unarmed American drone reportedly lost near Libya's capital last month was in fact shot down by Russian air defenses and is demanding the return of its aircraft and wreckage. So says the U.S. Africa Command. Yeah. Like that's going to happen. Don't think so. Oh, by the way, the U.S. Peace Envoy to Afghanistan has opened the first round of the resurrected talks with the Taliban. His name is Zalmay Khalilzad. Held the first official talks with Afghanistan's Taliban since President Donald Trump declared a near certain peace deal with the insurgents dead back in September. And they're negotiating from a position of strength, so we'll see how all of that works out with what they're doing this time around. And a confidential trove of government documents obtained by the Washington Post reveals that senior U.S. officials failed to tell the truth about the war in Afghanistan throughout the 18-year campaign. Surprise, surprise, huh? Making rosy pronouncements they knew were false and hiding unmistakable evidence the war had become unwinnable. Now, that's a story coming from the Washington Post. So I would be very careful reading that simply because I believe they editorialized a news story. Also, Russian forces have entered Raqqa. Remember that? The former de facto capital of the Islamic State Caliphate. In one of the starkest examples yet of how Moscow has filled the vacuum created by President Donald Trump's decision to pull U.S. forces from northern Syria. Now, that's fine. Let them have it. We don't want it. We're sitting over at a big base out in the Wild West just south of Mosul in Iraq. So that's where we're at right now with our guys. And by the way, the U.S. defense and military officials reaffirmed America's continued commitment to a relationship with Saudi Arabia yesterday after the Saudi Arabian Air Force student was involved in that deadly attack at Pensacola. Now, does it mean it's going to carry on forever? No. Because as I just explained to you here just a few minutes ago, they are definitely going to be inspecting that one and running them through to find out what's going on. By the way, the FBI is currently seeking tips on the Pensacola gunman. And if you have any information about this individual and you're listening to me right now, contact the Pensacola Navy base, the FBI office closest to you, and fill them in on the information. So there you go. And one of the young men, fresh out of boot camp, Cameron Walters, proudly told his father in Georgia during their nightly video chat that he had passed the exam, qualifying him to stand watch and help secure building entrances at the Naval Air Station, Pensacola, Florida, part of the shore patrol. It wound up costing him his life. But the three sailors that died, they all died heroes. Make no mistake about it. And Joshua Watson, who had just graduated just a few months ago from the U.S. Naval Academy, was looking forward to a military career as a pilot. That's what he was there for. His life cut way too short. And let's not forget that with everything that's going on here, we still have other problems in the Middle East. For example, a pair of former defense secretaries said U.S. leaders need to get back to the negotiating table with Iran because of the potential threat they represent to the Middle East and the world at large. Not necessarily about nuclear weapons, but about further advancement of Iranian forces throughout the region. And that is true. That is true, for sure. Also, cyber warfare is stepping up again. Cyber attacks by what could be Iran, what could be the Ukraine, what could be Russia, what could be China, are hitting various businesses and institutions across the United States. We're being told about 1,000 people here, 5,000 people there, that sort of thing. Obviously, they're not done doing what they're doing. They're going to continue to monkey around until they figure out what to do. Oh, and by the way, the Pentagon has saved $5 billion through cuts to the department-wide offices known as the Fourth Estate. So said Defense Secretary Mark Esper during a keynote speech at the Reagan National Defense Forum. And the Commandant of the Marine Corps had a message for fellow Marines who have a problem with women wearing the uniform. He told them to go somewhere else. All right, except for five Marines. There you go. All righty. And we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a look at our second Truckers Highway and Byway report, and then Denise Simon will be along. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Yeah, buddy. Jerry Reed, Fred in the front seat, chasing the old bandit up there with Frog up on his front seat, and of course the sheriff chasing him somewhere along the line up on a big old cloud right about now. Now, a taste of winter is what they're calling this one this hour, because the National Weather Service is talking about a strong cold front which is going to sweep through the east and south over the next 2 days to deliver a real taste of winter with some cold weather. Initially, rain is expected across the two regions before a wintry mix of mainly snow develops and expands behind the cold front. Now, some snow accumulations are possible from Texas all the way to the northeast. I believe Catwoman and Road Dog said they had snow flurries already over there in Sulphur Springs, Texas. And that's pretty much the area it's going to take because it's on an angle, kind of like out of Midland over towards Fort Stockton down into the Mexican area and right up I-30 to Arkansas and across I-40. And then it looks like it's angling up I-81. But anyway, we have got, since we talked to you the last hour, we've got some snow firing up right now. Lake effect snow, again, off Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, just since the last hour, is really coming down on I-90 from the New York state line all the way across over to Buffalo. And then you run out of it until you get over around Syracuse. And then Syracuse over to 104, let's see, starting at Oswego County, Fulton, U.S. 104 that runs across, New York 104 that runs across east-west right there across Lake Ontario, snow all through there, snow up I-81 all the way to the Thousand Island Bridge tonight, lake effect snow, and that's just fired up in the last hour, so the winds are blowing just such that we're going to see quite a bit of it. Also in Michigan, northwestern Michigan, lake effect snow there. The upper peninsula of Michigan, you're getting lake effect snow there as well. So keep that in mind. Cold temperatures, really cold temperatures in North Dakota, Minnesota, northeast corner of South Dakota, and the far western reaches of Wisconsin tonight. You've also got some snow in Utah, up in the northeastern part of Utah as you head up I-80 towards Wyoming. Some snow straight up 25 coming out of Wyoming in Montana tonight. Fog, because it's a little bit warmer at the moment, fog up in Washington State. Matter of fact, you've got some fog right now coming down off, looks like Cabbage, down into Pendleton, Oregon. And then I-5 from the Portland, Oregon area on down about 100 miles down I-5, you have fog tonight. You have fog from about the Napa Valley, thereabouts, down over to California 99, all the way down to just about Los Angeles, Bakersfield, and certainly down in that area. We got fog there tonight. Now, let's go over on the Gulf because we got some windy conditions along Houston and Galveston tonight. There is some weather developing along the Gulf Coast, if you will. And we have some fog and some showers now developed in Louisiana and some fog along the Mississippi and the Alabama area. Mobile, Alabama, looks like you might be getting some fog there. In the panhandle of Florida right now, some fog looks like around Crestview. And up into Maine right now, you're getting some gale winds right there along the coast. So you've got a riptide warning there. Looks like as if you've got something going on in Long Island tonight in terms of some weather there. Believe it or not, it looks like it's snow. Snow flurries, certainly, at the moment. We'll have to find out from Chris Markowski what it's doing in his backyard. Now, don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Because your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You'll find out when you go there that you're going to be very pleasantly surprised with things like, oh gosh, I don't know, a McDonald's, an Arby's, a Wendy's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, could even be a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And, of course, in the Flying J's, you're going to find a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill restaurant. So remember, Pilots and Flying J's are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by, check them out, and tell them the captain sent you. And this time of night, you're going to get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee. That comes real good this time of night. All right, let's drift down over to the phone lines. We've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's not jump all over the place here, but we'll start with the IG report just briefly because we're going to get into it a little bit more in depth on the other side. I was not surprised with what I heard from the IG in generalities and not specifics. How about you?
Well, I have the report. I haven't read it, but I've looked through a good bit of it, and I would say that two people were gloating yesterday afternoon, and that was Peter Strzok and James Comey, literally gloating. It was kind of like, ha-ha, see, we told you so. There was no wiretapping. There was no this. There was no that. However, the current director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, mm-hmm. put out a letter, and he accepted all of the recommendations that were made in the IG report, and that he would make the 40 changes or corrections or adjustments in procedures with people and FISA that the IG report spelled out. So I think Comey ought to just hold on here a little bit
yeah.
and understand he really doesn't have any place to gloat, because he left the FBI really in somewhat chaos just in one section. But here's something else that I want the listeners to understand. This IG report dealt with the FBI and FISA, the FISA procedures.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see any place in there where there was any critique or review of the process at the Department of Justice under Loretta Lynch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
And the one really important thing is, while some people say, oh, they got off the hook, they got this, they got that. No, 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 not so fast. We have U.S. Attorney John Durham, who not only added people to his staff recently, which signifies that there's something going on there, because they don't add people to the staff unless they found something and they're doing further conclusive investigation. And everybody believes, and I believe firmly, that there's going to be some criminal stuff that's going to come out of there, and so does an Attorney General Barr.
Well, Attorney General Barr came out pretty quickly last week and said that he had disagreed with some of the conclusions made by Horowitz in the report.
Yep.
When the report did come out yesterday afternoon, Durham came out and said the exact same thing.
Yep.
I'm going to hold, my cannon fire on this one, because
they're not done yet.
No, there's more to this.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, we're going to talk more about the IG report and the impeachment, too. Two articles of impeachment coming. One of them, Alan Dershowitz said, is unconstitutional.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.